Hello, Stories for Kids with Morel Podcast. It's raining. It's pouring. A rainy day in England. Oh, what's new? Oh, I tell you what's new. Something is new. I've got a poem for you featuring a poem by Elizabeth Browning. So, Birdie's here. Hi, Birdie. And if I ring the story poetry bell... All right, yes, we are now ready to go. We are ready to read a poem. The poem's by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, yes. And it is titled The Children's Hour. Now, this particular poem was written many, many years ago. Imagine, 1863. I wonder what children were doing and people were doing in 1863. Well, anyway, let me begin. Between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, and voices soft and sweet. From my study, I see in the lamplight, descending the broad hall stair, grave Alice and laughing Allegra, and Edith with golden hair. A whisper, and then a silence. Yet, I know by their merry eyes, they are plotting and planning together to take me by surprise. A sudden rush from the stairway, a sudden raid from the hall. By three doors left unguarded, they enter my castle wall. They climb up into my turret, over the arms and back of my chair. If I try to escape, they surround me. They seem to be everywhere. They almost devour me with kisses. Their arms about me entwine. Till I think of the Bishop of Bingen and his Mao's Tower on the Rhine. Do you think, O blue-eyed banditti, because you have scaled the wall, such an old moustache as I am is not a match for you all? I have you fast in my fortress and will not let you depart. And put you down into the dungeon in the round tower of my heart. And there will I keep you forever, yes, forever and a day, till the walls shall crumble to ruin and moulder in dust away. Oh, that is the end of this wonderful poem. I hope you like it. You can always listen again. And really, listen to the words. Hope you enjoyed it. And talking about words, in order to extend vocabulary, have fun and add to your learning, do take a look at my Study Coach Word Search activity books. You will find them on Amazon. Just search for Study Coach Word Search Books. You'll find a number of themes to keep you entertained, or at least I hope you will, and to help you extend knowledge. Yes, you'll find multiple choice questions, and you'll also find in some books fill in the blanks. You can examine the inside of the book, you can examine it before you or someone on your behalf make a purchase. So, I'll see you soon. I'm wishing you not a rainy day, no. I'm wishing you a zibbity-doo-da, zibbity day. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful day. And I will be back soon. So take care for now. Birdie says bye-bye. Bye-bye, birdie. Buh, buh, buh. See you soon. Bye.